Whistleblower Report, exposing lies, deceptions, and all that has assaulted our way of life. We must take back our freedom and live as God designed in a free America that honors our Constitution and our Creator. Our experts in medicine, ministry, law, military, environment, and education empower us to grow together as a nation. For such a time as this, the Whistleblower Report offers truth and solutions. Welcome to the Whistleblower Report from Truth for Health Foundation. This is Dr. Lee for America, here with another team of our whistleblowers who are bringing you the truth about the lies, deceptions, and all of the assaults on our way of life, your freedom, and your life. For such a time as this, we are here to bring you truth, hope, and solutions. Check out our website, www.truthforhealth.org, for medical help, legal help, and all of the other resources. Join us in our Faith Over Fear seminars each Tuesday night via Zoom at 8 o'clock Eastern Time every week. And now, here is your host for today.
Welcome, everyone. This is Major Mike Gary, your host for today's Whistleblower Report. And this is going to come from the faith side of the house of the Truth for Health Foundation. So this is going to be a faith segment. However, it does pertain to the military and all the COVID craziness that we experienced the last 4 years. I just want to thank all the Truth for Health Foundation donors that have helped us over the years, especially in these great legal battles that we've waged to support medical freedom rights. And we have won many, not all, but we have won many with your funds that you've donated to us. So we've been good custodians of your money. And it has led to this moment in time where we actually have a change administration that seems to want to get to the bottom of medical freedom. And we're looking at RFK, soon to be appointed the head of HHS, which is going to be a great thing for everybody. I just want to say out of the gate here, I am not supporting the military in any way. I'm supporting my own First Amendment rights and my own freedom of speech to speak and say what I want, and what I've learned in all my researched opinion that I think is valid, because I've spent thousands of hours, particularly in the CBURN side, chem, bio, rad, nuclear side of the house. And of course, you know, as a hazmat responder, I've had to ensure that I know how the bad guy operates. It's just, once you get diving deep, you didn't realize that the bad guy is often within. Within is how they often take you down. So anyway, I have 27 years of service, 16 years in the CBURN field, and some of that is going to be relevant in today's conversation. I want to discuss for today's program Dr. Francis Boyle, who just recently passed away. This man has meant a lot to me personally. I discovered him approximately four and a half years ago. And if you guys look at our newsletter, and if you're not signed up for our newsletter, go ahead to truthforhealth.org. That's truthforhealth.org, and sign up for our newsletter. But in last week's newsletter, we had a prayer for Dr. Francis Boyle here. And I just want to read this out of our newsletter to kind of open the program with. It says this: with sadness, we announce that Dr. Francis Boyle died unexpectedly at the age of 74 on January 30th of 2025. Dr. Boyle was a renowned American professor, attorney, and human rights advocate whose life work was dedicated to international law and humanitarian causes. Throughout his career, he was a relentless advocate for human rights, holding governments accountable for war crimes and standing up for oppressed populations worldwide. His legal expertise and unwavering commitment to justice made him a powerful voice against government overreach and the misuse of legal frameworks to justify war, oppression, and unethical medical mandates. Boyle's work had a profound impact beyond academia, influencing critical legal battles and humanitarian efforts worldwide. As a professor of law at the University of Illinois College of Law, Dr. Boyle played a crucial role in drafting the U.S. Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, which sought to prevent the development and use of biological weapons. In a recent legal case in Florida led by Dr. Joseph Sansone, Dr. Boyle presented his affidavit stating that the COVID-19 mRNA nanoparticle injections violate the 1989 law, he wrote. Dr. Boyle asserted that the COVID-19 nanoparticle injections and mRNA nanoparticle injections are biological weapons and weapons of mass destruction and violate biological weapons 18 U.S.C. Code subsection 175 weapons and firearms subsection 790 TAC 166 Florida State Law 2023. Dr. Boyle's research and legal arguments were instrumental in Major Gary's rebuttal against the military's unlawful COVID-19 vaccine mandate, providing a foundation rooted in international law and human rights. Additionally, Major Gary studied Boyle's books extensively to become a Seaburn hazmat responder, a testament to the real-world applications of Boyle's expertise. Dr. Vliet, Major Gary, and the entire Truth for Health team offer our deepest prayers and sincere condolences to Dr. Boyle's surviving family members, and we are grateful for the lasting impact of his work in the fight for human dignity and freedom and his work to expose crimes against humanity. Dear Heavenly Father, may your arms comfort the family and friends of Dr. Francis Boyle and their loss. We are grateful that you blessed all of us and the entire world with this man of principled intellect and courage to speak the truth in the face of overwhelming opposition. We honor Dr. Boyle's exceptional humanitarian contributions, his efforts to warn about the dangers of biological weapons, and his legacy of defending truth and justice. Thank you for the precious gift of his life, and may his soul find peace in your loving arms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, I think that was a good tribute to Dr. Francis Boyle from our foundation. And as you can see, the last paragraph in there was quite personal, because I found Dr. Francis Boyle early, before most of the population even knew that there was this thing over in Wuhan. I think it was January of 2020 that I found Dr. Francis Boyle on a podcast, and I think InfoWars is where I found him first. And he was saying bold things. He was actually answering suspicions that I had. And when I discovered this man, I'm like, how does nobody know who this guy is? And then you find out that since the anthrax letters of 2001, that he has been canceled and censored essentially before most everybody, that this is how I wasn't aware of him, although I kind of was. And in my ready building, that was the building that I used to work out of. We called it the ready building because we were ready at a moment's notice to respond to weapons of mass destruction hazmat response. And inside that building, I had many bookshelves in my office, and I actually had his book, Bio Warfare and Terrorism. And that was written specifically after the anthrax letters. It came out, I think, in 2005. That book, I have it personally. I have it all marked up. I have taken copious notes from it and obviously put a lot of that into action. Can't find that book at the moment, but I have several of his books. I have Protesting Power, War Resistance and the Law, which I have also marked up. I haven't made my way all the way through it because a lot of it is very similar to his Biowarfare and Terrorism book. And then the most current book I'm aware of that he wrote, and it came out just recently, like a year and a half ago, is called Resisting Medical Tyranny. And he got this one out quick. It's essentially, in the different chapters, he lays out the different podcasts, the places that he could go to get the information out. And of course, the first big one that he did was the one I caught on InfoWars in January. I think it was late January 2020. And essentially, it's the transcript. The interesting thing is he, through these podcasts, and as he had time to dig in and research more and more, he would give more and more expertise. And then, of course, he would be able to express why he wrote the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989. And he wrote that specifically to avoid a COVID-19, pandemic, man-made pandemic. And it's funny how that, and of course, that became, that was submitted to the Biological Weapons Convention, and then that also became ingrained in our statutes and law. And, you know, that's why I hold on to, you know, so strongly the 21 U.S. Code, subsection 360BBB, where it's the informed consent law. And you can't force experimental products into people's arms. And this is a form of, I've done shows on this before, but what happened was a form of weaponized compassion. And if you didn't get the shot, you didn't care about other people, is how the news media shaped that narrative. And it didn't matter if it was experimental or unlawful. If you didn't get it, you didn't care. So then, therefore, you would be ostracized, censored, and canceled out of society. Likewise, that's what happened to me in the military and so many other service members. So I can speak very personal about this situation because I've experienced it. I mean, I had no due process in the fraudulent 15-6 investigation that was brought against me. And it was brought against me because I was the senior unvaccinated soldier in the main Army Guard. So they wanted 100% vaccination rate, or they wanted to brag about being the highest vaccinated. So they had to get rid of me, which I had this strange... strange but solid religious reason that married up with my scientific reasons perfectly. And so you get this major that can explain why, you know, both sides of it, but also harmonize between those two things, which a lot of people think there's no harmony between God and science, and that's just wrong. He is the God of science. He's the God of everything. He's outside the box of creation. And therefore, he knows it inside and out. It's just our lack of perception or our ignorance to see that is why people divide those two and say they're against each other, which is totally untrue. But you, nonetheless, you have a major that's in the main Army Guard that can express why we shouldn't do this, why it doesn't meet the laws, informed consent laws, you know, stuff like that. And of course, you know, Francis Boyle would be a big part in shaping that shape, you know, or confirming why I instinctively believed a certain way. And then he could expound and explain. And I would obviously take, his explanations, you know, after I dug into it and researched it more. And, I would come to the conclusion that this man is right about these things. And I caught him early, January of 2020. So it was kind of like a godsend to me to find him. And I just want to read this out of my rebuttal here, where this is very personal to me. And, you know, if anybody, family member or friends or anybody was to hear this from Francis Boyle, I want to do him due justice. But I also, his work is not done. I'm going to carry on his work, and so aren't many others that believe in the right of humanitarian needs or believe in humanity, period. Team humanity is a phrase that's being used a lot, and Francis Boyle plays a big part in that. And he's done it. I mean, he's set example after example, defending the least of these, which is a Christ-like principle, is what he's done. And that is something that draws me to him. And another thing that draws me to him is, I've been thinking about, is he reminds me of my grandfather quite a bit. And my grandfather taught me how to play chess at a young age. And he essentially taught me how to critically think and think several moves ahead. Think about this move and how it will impact you down the road several moves ahead. And so I credit my grandfather to that. But Francis Boyle reminds me very much of that thought process. Not that he has the same character attributes, because he doesn't, but that the thought process is very reminiscent of my grandfather, and which is very comforting to me. And this is why it was easy to grab a hold of him and listen to him initially, you know, kind of like a first impression thing. So anyway, in my rebuttal, I want to read this to everybody, because I've said many times the Maine Army Guard came after me for a fraudulent 15-6 investigation, which they opened up with the accusation that, I was a domestic extremist, which kind of almost right away had to go away because I didn't do social media and there was nothing to see there, right? So there's no, you couldn't go on my social media and grab phrases of me saying something MAGA, something patriotic, or something they could twist as white supremacist. There's just nothing there. So they had to kind of drop that and then open up other accusations. One of them was that I wasted government time by doing scientific research, which is, again, a really far stretch for being a Seaburn guy, you know, studying safety data sheets, studying scientific journals. It's really hard to say I'm wasting government time, but nonetheless, they did. And so when I had to pitch a defense, you know, I had to use the best information available. And again, that's what I was after, the best information available. And Francis Boyle was some of that. So anyway, I say this. Since January 6, 2021, I have been drastically censored, outcast for my Christian beliefs, my study on the offensive biological weapons, parentheses, coronavirus, and the gene therapy, so-called vaccine ingredients, which are called precursors in my field. The IO, investigating officer, admits that I'm recognized as a technical expert. So perhaps my voice shouldn't have been silenced. Perhaps the chain of command should have allowed me to speak on certain subjects, since I'm a subject matter expert. After all, I'm a technical expert in chemical warfare agents, biological warfare agents, radiological warfare agents, and nuclear materials. I'm hazmat technician certified, meaning I can conduct offensive operations in hot zones. Not many can do that, all right? Being a hazmat technician also makes me a personal protective equipment expert, and this is the main tactical operations of the 11th Weapons of Mass Destruction Civil Support Team. I also have hundreds of hours of training by the Army's best, and I have thousands of hours of my own personal study. Perhaps I was a very important voice for all that is going on for multiple reasons. I was aware of COVID-19 when it was being called NCOV, novel coronavirus, back in November of 2019. Around that time, Dr. Francis Boyle had come out in a big way exposing the Wuhan Lab as a source of the leak of the NCOV. Dr. Francis Boyle is the one who wrote the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989. I found him on Natural News. I would call Francis Boyle the expert of experts when he would need to be not only a biological expert, but a legal expert to write the BWATA, as I call it, Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act. Because Francis Boyle was canceled across all mainstream media, I would follow him on other sites like Natural News. Makes sense, right? I'd have to go to other places to find his expert opinion. Okay. I believe the writer of the BWATA pertains to the CS, my civil support team mission statement, as it guides all biological weapon law of which the Army has trained me. From November of 2019 to Feb 2020, probably none of you even knew that the NCOV was, but I did, because I was preparing myself to lead troops for the plague to come. As a field grade officer, it is my job to prepare for the possible future events to come. See Exhibit A, Introduction tab for Wikipedia page and Natural News article on Francis Boyle. Okay, so again, I use their sources, Wikipedia, to kind of use against them. And then I go on to explain, you know, this is where my job does, my mission to my job does pertain to whatever Dr. Francis Boyle says, right? And I go on and explain that. I even write a definition to the chain of command, the act. So when it's expressing the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act, I highlighted for him in one of the annexes that the act broadly defines several terms related to biological warfare. Those terms were vector, toxin, biological agent, and delivery system. The BWATA defined a biological agent as any microorganism, virus, infectious substance, or biological product that may be engineered as a result of biotechnology or any natural occurring or bioengineered component of any such microorganism, virus, infectious substance, or biological product capable of causing death, disease, or other biological malfunction in a human, an animal, a plant, or living organism, deterioration of food, water, equipment, supplies, or material of any kind of deleterious alteration of their own environment. So anyway, the shots and the original gain of function weapon all fit under that definition, and I highlighted that for my chain of command. Okay, so the thing is, back then in the military, you could not say that Wuhan was the origin because you'd be a crazy conspiracy theorist. So from like through March of 2020, you could not say that you were a conspiracy theorist. So, you know, I was ostracized very early on from my chain of command about that. And then what I did was also, after I highlighted all that from Wikipedia, the definitions of the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act that he wrote, I also pulled off the first show, first podcast he did, which I believe was January of 2020. And it was before the InfoWars one, a couple weeks. And he did it on Geopolitics and Empire podcast. And I printed this one off. I didn't watch it at the time, but I printed this one off because it had a transcript. And then I went down through the transcript. And every time he would talk about a BIOS, BSL labs, so biosecurity labs, fours or threes, I would highlight certain things. For example, I highlighted him saying, "So it does seem to me that the Wuhan BSL-4 is the source of coronavirus. My guess is that they were researching SARS and they weaponize it further by giving it gain-of-function properties." So I highlighted those things. Now, remember back then, he's just starting to get himself spun up to actually what happened. He would not know about the Echo Health Alliance contracts and grants and stuff like that. So, I mean, he obviously adapted his opinion on things as he would learn more information. However, I mean, his essential instinct with the little information that was out at that time was, obviously, Occam's Razor says it comes from the Wuhan lab. And so anyway, I printed that off, that whole transcript, went through it, highlighted specific things. He said, you know, even in there, he was saying there's a vaccine to come. At that point, he didn't know it was totally nefarious that would shape up over the next few months. But he talks about anthrax being gain of function and goes back to the 2001 anthrax letter attacks and stuff like that. So obviously, I put that whole transcript, highlighted it for the chain of command to see that I'm not crazy, that this guy does pertain to, what I do for work. I find it incredibly crazy that they would actually try to challenge my research at work as wasting government time. And you know what? Now that I have essentially dropped my reprimand online, and then, of course, my lawyer's legal defense, nobody sees it that way. Nobody sees it the way the chain of command wanted to be, like a government waste of time. They're like, of course you should be doing this. This is crazy. So, and again, I look, future-wise, I'm going to continue this work going forward. Now, one thing that Francis Boyle did, and I've kind of mentioned it in my honorary write up in prayer to him, was his affidavit that he wrote. I think it just came out in summer of 24. Yeah, May. It says right here, date May 27th of 2024. So it's not even a year old, this affidavit. It says, pursuant to 28 U.S. Code 1746, I, Francis Boyle, declare under penalty of perjury that the statements contained herein are true and correct to the best of my knowledge. I am Francis A. Boyle, a professor of international law at the University of Illinois College of Law. I received an AB 19 in 1971 in a political science from University of Chicago, then a JD degree magna cum laude from Harvard Law, and an AM and PhD degrees in political science from Harvard University. I have advised numerous international bodies in the areas of human rights, war crimes and genocide, nuclear policy, and biowarfare. In 1985, I publicly called for and then drafted the U.S. domestic implementing legislation for the Biological Weapons Convention, known as the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989. That was approved unanimously by both houses of U.S. Congress and signed into law by the President of H.W. Bush with approval of the United States Department of Justice. See my book, Biowarfare and Terrorism, in 2005. It was my expert opinion that the COVID-19 nanoparticle injections, or mRNA nanoparticle injections, or COVID-19 injections, meet the criteria of biological weapons and weapons of mass destruction according to Biological Weapons, 18 U.S. Code, subsection 175, Weapons and Firearms, subsection 790.166, Florida State, 2023. I hereby certify that that the edited transcript of interview I had with Stu Peters is a fair and accurate statement of my professional opinion on the matter set forth therein. See the attached exhibit. And that's the end of his affidavit that came out just last May, not long ago. And then I think his last act, as far as I know, was actually putting articles of impeachment, I think it was just this November of 2024, forward against President Biden. Remember, at that time, we were looking at the precipice of nuclear warfare. So it was with a guy that can't think and doesn't seem to have cognitive abilities, it was imperative to do something. And he wrote articles of impeachment at that point, submitted it to Congress. And then, of course, Congress didn't act. They should have, in my opinion, acted upon that. But that was one of his last acts. And that was only 2 months, 2-3 months prior to his passing. So I do. The timing of his death is suspicious, and I have not dug into it, and that's not the intent behind this program. I just want to put out for the American people that I do intend to carry his work, his humanitarian work, forward. I know there's many others out there that have mentioned this as well. And, he is essentially became a mentor to many of us in a lot of ways. And I guess that's why he kind of reminds me of my grandfather, because my grandfather spent a lot of time mentoring me, and which has, obviously has paid off not only in my work career, but especially for this war that I'm in. My war was the COVID mandate war, and to set things right is what propels me, or gives me purpose going forward now, is to set everything right by our laws, which were good laws And Dr. Francis Boyle was a big shaper of important laws for this country. And not only that, is he stood up for the least of these. And, you know, when nobody else could get somebody to defend them on tough issues, genocide, humanitarian, biological weapons, chemical weapons, Francis Boyle was there to step in and to represent people. And that's an incredibly important thing, but also a Christ-like principle. And so that's, I just wanted to make this program around him, let the American people know that I am committed to what that man had started, and it doesn't end. You know, his legacy will live on. His effort and his work will live on. So anyway, I thank you for listening today, and just appreciate the, you know, everybody that donates to this foundation. We're putting the work, the funds to good work and efforts, and continuing to fight for medical freedom. Again, you saw the petition work that we did for Trump's cabinet picks. We're still fighting for RFK, which it's looking like he's going to get approved this week. All goes well, God willing. And so that's where we spent your funds and time and effort. And we just thank you so much. You can go to www.truthforhealth.org. That's www.truthforhealth.org. Join our crusade. We are silent no more. Sign up for our email alerts and check out our resources that we provide, from medical advice to ministry help and constitutional right information. And also, don't forget our COVID vaccine injury treatment guide. There's a whole new population of people that are becoming aware that possibly their ailments of the last couple of years are from the shots. These, according to Francis Boyle's work, they are technical and biological weapons, according to the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act. So anyway, make sure you push people that direction to our website to see that COVID vaccine injury treatment guide. I thank you, everybody, and this is Major Mike Gary signing off.
Thank you for joining us today on the Whistleblower Report from Truth for Health Foundation. Check out our website, www.truthforhealth.org. Join our crusade. We are silent no more. We urge you to sign up for our email alerts, donate to support our legal defense work to secure the human and civil rights secured by law, and to live our lives in accordance with the U.S. Constitution and God's truth. We are here to bring you hope and solutions for such a time as this, with all that is assaulting our way of life. Join us and stand strong against the lies and deception, and speak out. Get loud, get involved. God bless you, and thank you for joining us.